I believe we have something to share that will change your life for the better. That's the whole point. I didn't give him any points for the seals, so we're going to repeat after me for the seals. And we can say this one. Y'all go ahead and stand up. We'll do this one. And then we'll get right into it. Say, my life. Come on, say it again. My life will never be the same because I realize and I am clear about who Jesus is in me and who I am in him. Pray in the spirit about it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mama robo sondro kolo mandri de kile de robo sondro. Thank you. As you are, so am I. Mama shandro, mama shandro. As you are, so am I. Mama mo sondro. So I thank you for mama shandra klara na mama sandra na ma. Mama robo sondro kolo ro mombo doro kolo robo. Thank you, Holy Ghost. As you are, so am I. My machine today. My son. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open up to Ephesians 4. We're going to go there first. My prayer is that your being a part of this ministry and your, you know, we diligently come to service and we diligently come to prayer and we do different things. To enhance our lives, to see more of what God's will is. My prayer for you and for everybody on the sound of my voice, and then for the whole body of Christ, is that it clicks for you. I want it to click. You know, we can, it is very easy to go through the motions. You ever been there before? We do all the right things. We say all the right words, blessed and hallelujah, and all the different things. We lift our hands the right way, and we do it. And praise God for all of that. But sometimes it can get real easy with getting caught up in the motions and not making emotion, right? You get caught up in how things, you think things are supposed to go and not really do them like they should be or how God intends them to go. And so my prayer is that when an apostle comes and he comes and ministers to us and he gives us a strong word, that we take it in and it clicks for us. See, it was something that happened to him. You know, he tells his testimony about when he got born again. He said once he got born again, he never went back. Now, that's not everybody's story. Thank God for grace and mercy, amen. But something happened to him where it clicked. If it clicked for you like it's supposed to, you won't go back. The scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Then it says, old things are passed away. Behold, all, how many things? All things are become new. They're made new. Because you are in Christ, not in church, not in religion, not in tradition, but in Christ. So that's the place. John 15, John really goes hard. When John, the guy, right when Jesus told Judas, you're about to betray me, go ahead, whatever you're going to do, do it quick. He told him, whatever you're going to do, go ahead and do it fast. I ain't got no time to play with you. All right. Then right after that, he started rattling out for about three chapters. Some strong instructions. For us of who we should be and how we should live and how we should love and what is expected of us as his offspring. What we should be doing and how we should do it. And so there's a point in life, and if you're looking for him, you'll see him. Everybody say, look for him. Come on, say it again. Say, look for him. We used to go hunting with my Uncle Roy, and we got the dogs, and we go, and the rabbit dogs go in the woods. And I hear him. I started learning how they did it because he would make some noise. Hoo-ah, hoo-ah. I couldn't do it as good as he did, my Uncle Roy. But then he'll say, look for him. They're going to rabbit hunt. The dogs go down in the bushels. They go down in the briar patch and go on looking for the rabbits. He keep on yelling, look for him, look for him, look for him. And eventually, you yell it enough, the dog keep looking for him, something coming out of there. He going to run that rabbit out of there. Something got to come if you keep looking. What you focus on does what? So whatever I'm focused on, it grows into me and in me. All right, focus. Everybody say focus. And so my prayer is that it clicks. I know a lot of church goers are good people, but should be having more results. And I think the results come when it clicks for you. And something happened to him. He said it clicked for him. He said I didn't go back. Never went back. It clicked. It was a new way of living. It was a new lifestyle. He saw something different. And he truthful about that. He never went back, and we still going forward. Yes. Amen. Yes. And so that's my prayer. I can remember, and I'll share this quick testimony. I've been preaching since I was 18. So it was about 15, 16 years. I've just been preaching. I came out hollering. I came out the night I graduated high school was the night I got called to ministry. Now, I ain't got time to go through the dream, but in the dream, the Lord saved me. And told me, and he rescued me from some darkness, and then sent me out. I told my dad a dream the next day. He said, boy, the night I graduated high school, I graduated ministry school on a Thursday and high school on a Friday. Wow. My last 2 years, and a lot of people know this, so the last 2 years of high school, 11th grade and 12th grade, I went to ministry school. So everybody was sleeping on Saturday morning. I was at, that was that first ministry school. Some of y'all know that's when ministry school, yeah, and how many of y'all old school ministry school? We used to come on Saturday from 9 to 12. They be complaining about time right now. 9 and 12 on Saturday. And if you know anything about being in school, when we were in school, Saturday morning is the Holy Grail. Because I got to sleep. The cartoons coming on, you're younger, of course. Cartoons coming, and I got to sleep. So I was sacrificing my Saturday mornings for my last 2 years. But that night, so I've been preaching, you know, for a good little while now. And I've been loving God, and I've been endeavoring to do the right thing and been pushing. But this thing, this Jesus thing, huh? This Jesus thing. I'm on a plane. I just shared with you. I'm on a plane. I'm a middle child. They said middle child need a lot of attention. Middle child don't know where they fit in. You know, I got my older brother. He the oldest. My sister, she the only girl. She got a special spot. Donnell, he was the baby at the time. So I'm just out here in the middle, just kind of figuring out where I'm at. Where I go, Jesus? Lord, where I go? Jesus, where I fit in? I'm literally saying, Jesus, where I fit in? What do I do? What do you want me to do? Like, what am I supposed to do? Do I have a place here or do I not? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, what's going on? And so that was my prayer, because I was yearning from God. And I was loving God and doing all the right things, doing the youth ministry. And I was youth pastor at 18, and we were just running with the thing. And I was singing since I was 13, and we were just going. We were doing it. Some of y'all, we grew up, we were just doing church. And praise God for that. I was on a plane, it's maybe about four or five years ago, I don't know. The first time I went to Guatemala. And we were on the plane flying back, and I picked up this book called Jesus Is, and it's a really good book, and I picked it up, and I started reading it, and, you know, he explained Jesus in a different way. It's not that I hadn't heard about Jesus. You know, I've been in church. It's not that I didn't know some of the stories and different things, and it's not that I didn't know the passages that he was saying, but it was something that happened that I was reading a story in the book. And then it sent me to the chapter, and I started reading Matthew 5, where he starts saying, turn the other cheek. And as you go to a mile with him, go 2 miles with him. And be careful when you're in the way with your adversary. Some of y'all ain't never heard of that before. Be careful of the way when you're with your adversary, lest he be offended. And then deliver you up to the judge, and they're going to deliver you up. And then you ain't going to get out of jail easy. You're going to pay the highest amount to get out of jail. I'm starting reading this, and I broke down, and tears began to flow. I ain't trying to be deep. I wasn't trying to be all spirit. I'm in the back of the plane crying. Donelson right there, he don't know what's going on. I'm trying to hide it. I'm back there crying, face full of tears, because I started seeing Jesus in a way that I hadn't seen him before. He wasn't just, God and Jesus can be very impersonal to you unless you get real personal with him. Yes, yes. And so now we can start seeing Jesus as our Savior and just keep him in that box as a savior and don't realize that he's your friend. And don't realize that he's your instructor. And don't realize that he is you. And the true you is him. See, what we have massively across the world is a major identity crisis. Let me tell you something about Jesus. Jesus wasn't living life to prove anything when he ministered. Can I talk to y'all about Jesus for a little while?
Yes.
I ask that you study Jesus more than you've ever studied him in your life after this moment. I don't think we study Jesus enough. We got a lot of people, in our personal time, we don't be looking for him. Everybody say, look for him.
Look for him.
Jesus wasn't trying to prove anything to anybody. He was just saying the truth. It wasn't that religion. Well, I'm trying to show you what's right. This is what we do, right? I'm trying to show you the truth. No matter how you believe or how you feel, this is the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man gonna make it no further but by me. This is the law of the land. This is the kingdom of God. This is not a choice. You can do something else if you want to. But I'm trying to show you how to live this thing like it's supposed to be lived. Why didn't God let Jesus, soon as he was enough age, let him go down the cross when he made 30? Why he didn't do it? Why he let him walk on earth for 3 years and preach and heal people and teach people? If it was just about the cross, praise the Lord for the cross. But it was something that was in the whole process of it. Trying to show you something. Trying to show us something. I'm sitting on the plane and it clicked and I'm crying because I done seen something I ain't never seen before, and now I see Jesus like this, like he's right here, like we looking eye to eye, like I'm looking at Jesus now. And I see him a little different, so now it's no longer impersonal. He's not some far off being or some far off character in the Bible that I read about or some far off person that went off and died for my sin. He's not some far off. He's right there. You know, the Bible talks about Jesus right now on the right hand of the Father interceding for us.
Yes,
that means he got your hand and he got his hand.
Yes, sir.
But do you know he's holding your hand? That's the question. So you can live your whole life and your whole day and not even know that your hand is being held by the Almighty. So it clicked for me. Something different happened. I know something different happened because I never went back. It's not that I was somewhere else. It was just that I could never go back to that regular understanding. Like it pushed me out, like a pushing a bird out, like an eagle out the nest. Like it pushed me and it made me want to fly. Like it pushed me to a place. It pushed me to another thing where I'm not going back to the norm anymore. I don't want to be regular.
Right.
I don't want to. If something supernatural or something extraordinary, if that's not happening, then I'm something wrong with me. Like I can't sleep because of that. Like I can't allow myself to be normal, doing the regular things. Now I'm pushing for something fresh. I can't help it though. Like it. Everybody say click. Come on, snap your finger like it's a click. Like it clicked for me, and then when it clicked for me, I couldn't go back to the normal church thing. Like. Normal church boy. Like I couldn't do it. Now I'm really out here being extravagant for Jesus. I don't know if it's hitting home or if I'm making sense of what I'm saying. But it's a place that it clicks. And I'm prone to believe that it hadn't clicked a lot of times. We go through the motions, but has it clicked? We go through the flow, but is it real? It clicked for me. So now every time I start opening up the scripture, I don't see nothing but Jesus. Yeah. What book you want to open? Name your favorite book. Everything before Jesus was pointing forward towards him.
Right.
In the Bible.
Right.
Everything after pointing back at him.
Right.
Everything. Who's your favorite? Moses? You like Moses? Who you like? Noah? Which one you like? Some of y'all like Esther, ladies. Esther, right?
Yeah.
Who you like? Who did you like? Whoever they were a shadow of Jesus. They wasn't a body because they didn't have the body or the know-how to die for you and shed the blood. They didn't have the holy blood to be able to die for you, but it was a shadow. It were all shadows. Coming down, they were all shadows of who Jesus was the whole time. They were coming down showing a shadow, a silhouette of what he looked like. And then he showed up. Then he showed up in the flesh. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. In him was the light, and the light was the light of the world. He's talking about Jesus. Right there in the flesh was living right there in front of us to show us who we are. I know what you think your last name is. And I know where you think you came from. And I know what, you know, your color, your skin, and all these different things that we use and we let life and society identify. I know you got a social security number, don't you? Yeah, I know all them things, but that's not your identity. That's what them people here call you, and you get the phone number and all that stuff, and your last name, middle name, and all that, all the birth certificate and all that stuff. Hey, praise the Lord for all that. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. But that's just for them people. That ain't for God. God knew you before you was here. How you going to send somebody to die for us and he didn't know the sins that we was going to commit? He died for us and forgave us before we did what we did. That's a powerful thing. Jesus is amazing. Jesus, but I want to click though. I want to click home for you. See the reason an apostle lives like he does and he functions like he does and everything he sets his hand to work, it's been working for years. There's nothing that we just paid the jet off. Praise the Lord. Come on, make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. I said, make some noise. Yeah, hold on. We're gonna do it again because people be acting like we bougie. You know, in this generation we be bougie. You know, look at you. We don't want to tell nobody they like that. We like their shirt and that. We don't want to tell nobody. We don't want to get nobody props for what they doing. We want everybody to clap for us, though, right? Like we kind of bullshit. He's announcing the meeting the other day, and the people's like, "Whoo!" I was like, "Y'all don't understand. Maybe it's because it's not for you, right?" But we're gonna I'm gonna do this again. All right, we paid the jet off the other day. See, all right, be seated. That's what I wanted to hear. Just be excited. You shout for somebody else, somebody gonna shout for you one day. Be not see God's not mock, whatever man so. You want somebody to scream for you paying, what you want to pay off? Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, get up there. Amen. See, the reason all these things are working, all this land paid for, all this stuff going on like it is, because it clicked, he saw Jesus and he became Jesus. I know he not the Christ. Y'all get what I'm saying? But he took upon the character of Christ. Do you know that when it says in the name of Jesus, it's talking about taking upon the character of Jesus? Do you know that, I've said this over and over again, that a person's character, their name is their character. Some people ain't got a good name in the streets. The name precedes them. Right? Some people got a better name. But your name becomes your character. So now we're talking about in the name of Jesus. When you pray over your food in the name of Jesus, please say thank you. Because that's what Jesus did before meals. You get it? You're doing it in his character. If you don't function in it, a lot of times we pray prayers. You ever pray the prayer? To be honest, all right? We're going to be honest. Everybody say, yeah, I'm going to be honest. You ever pray the prayer in the name of Jesus but didn't get an answer? Come on, yeah, come on. You ever prayed a healing prayer and you got anointed with it. You shout about in the name of Jesus and you did it and nothing moved. Because maybe you wasn't praying in the name of. Right? Maybe what you were praying for was not in the name of. Jesus. You get it? So everything is working because he took on the character of Jesus. It clicked. When he come out here and preach to you on Sunday, and he come out to preach to you on Wednesday again, and then the archive's going on and everything, and every time the message coming on, he's leading you. Follow me as I follow Christ. His desire. Y'all want to know what his desire is? Y'all really want to know what his desire is? You really want to know what will make him like fly through the roof? If you allow him to teach you how to be like and let it click. See, let me. I prove. Don't be mad at me. Say you love me.
I love you.
Thank you. Listen, I could prove that it hasn't clicked sometimes because when it clicks, you can't get enough of it. When it clicks, you can't put it down. If I can go for days without being on LeroyTomes.tv, that's just what God connected us at, right? We here, now we connect. If I can go for days without even going to take a peek at it, then it ain't clicked yet. If I can go through the course of my day and I have to remind myself I got to go pray, it ain't click yet. If I got to remind myself to look for Jesus in everything that I'm doing, it hadn't clicked. Right? And there's no condemnation, right? No condemnation. Don't feel bad about it, just understand. Don't be down about it, but just realize where you are. The first rule in following the map is finding out where you are first. I can't get nowhere else till I find out where I am. So I wanted to click. Ask the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, help it click in me. Help, help. If I ain't got a clear view, if I ain't looking like I should, please, please help me. Y'all need to be saying something. If I don't see you like I should see you, please help. That's the Holy Spirit is. He's a helper. Who you think he revealing? To be more like him. To be more like him. To be more like him. When we have a higher and a deeper revelation of him, we can reveal him more to others. That's your witness. But you got to know him. A lot of times our witnessing fails because we're trying to tell somebody about something we hadn't seen. You know, a witness, when you're in court, you see something. We're trying to get somebody to believe something that we don't really believe. I know we can get the shout to say, I believe. Amen. But I understand that actions speak always louder. Ephesians 4, and I start off verse 14, and I was reading this for a point, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. That's happening on a day-by-day regular basis. Most of the stuff you turn on TV, most of the stuff you turn on the radio, most of the things you read, most of the things and people telling you they're waiting and lying to deceive you. Now, you need to understand that you ain't living in a safe environment. You're living in an environment that's trying to deceive you to be what it wants you to be. Verse 15, you read. Ready, read. May do what? Grow up. Everybody say grow up. Come on, everybody say grow up. Come on, everybody say grow up. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now, it's great to grow up, but you ain't grown up until you've grown up into him. So you got to finish. Look at it. It's the Bible. It's not Montreal. It's the Bible. That you may grow up into him in how many things? How many? No. 50%. Like when we get half of them down, we good. Well, I made it to church a lot, so I'm, no. How many things? Oh, so it's all. See, it gets scary when you start talking about all. It gets scary when you start talking about all, because when you give all, that means you let go of everything else. And I don't even know what that feel like. Because I've been holding on to these things for so long. I've been doing it this way for so long, I really don't know how it feels to be another way. Sometimes we don't let go of habits or issues or things because they've been with us for so long. Apostle preaching about health right now. We've been taking these pills for so long that you can barely hear what he's saying. Let it go. Come on, let it go. If you're trying to get to that kind of life, let it go. It's like I described the other night. It's almost like getting out of a bed on a cold day. From under the cover, you know, it's warm under there. You're comfortable, you're used to it. But you know, if you don't get out of bed, then some of y'all ain't going to make no money. You ain't going to get no check that day. Ain't going to be no clock in if you don't get up out of bed. You say, well, I got a sick day. All right, but you only got so many of those. In order to make progress in the day, you got to get up out of that spot sometimes and move forward. Sometimes that place that feels so comfortable and you've been laying there for so long and now you even got your little spot nudged in the bed. Little nestle. Your head got in that spot in the pillow, right? Some of y'all get to sleep in that head right there in the spot. Now get up. Get up. Wake up. So we can make this progress. Grow up into him in how many things? So I'm prone to say that you ain't grown until you into him. I don't care how old you are right now. No, not old. I don't care what number you got. That's what I've been using, what number you got. What number? I'm not going to ask about how old are you, because you keep on saying old. That system. I call nobody old. What number? What number you are? That'll be new terminology, but somebody got to start it, right? What number? What number? What number you are? What number? What you mean, what number? What number? Like, how long you been here? How long I been what? On earth. Like, how long ago did you get here? That's a good one, ain't it? Yeah, we were you there. Don't call me, don't ask me how. Don't listen, I'm telling y'all now. My birthday in June. Don't come ask me how old I'm in. Because I'm not going to answer you. I'm going to look at you and walk off. I ain't never making no old. No, hey, you better say the same thing. Amen. So now, you're not grown until you grow up into him. He is the goal. He is the way. He is the design. He is the mold. Jesus. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
That's the mold. Every message that you hear, every person that you follow, every person that leads you somewhere should be leading you to Jesus and his mold. If whatever it is that is in your eyesight is not leading you to that mold, close your eyes and turn another way. If whatever it is not leading you to that mold, then it's leading you to another mold. Two words. You ready? Grow up in him in all things. And I praise the Lord. And it's a great chapter. Read Ephesians chapter 4. There's two words I want you to write. I was talking to an apostle the other day, and we were just talking in general between class. And I had to come back and go to class. And we were talking in general. And he started talking to me about my health. My mother started talking to me about my health. And started questioning everything that I ate that day. Mm. What'd you have for lunch? I was like, huh? You know, I was like, well, I didn't do that bad. You know, just, you know, because I'm a work in progress. Amen. God is working on me. And you too, amen. Like, but I didn't do bad that day, so I was answering strong, you know. Like, yeah, I had some soup, you know, something like that, right? So we're talking, and an apostle comes in, he's beginning to talk. And so if you ever been around an apostle, you know, it's not too long, he gonna get to spitting some knowledge. And all you got to do is shut up. Rule of thumb, when you ever around an apostle, I don't want to know you don't have it. You don't have a revelation. Just shut up and listen. You're going to hear something you ain't never heard before, all right? And he begins to talk to me about, but he said, you know, you're not built out of, and it's great because he said, you know, you're not, you were made from the dust of the earth. You're made out of two things. You're made out of ground, dirt, and air. Mm-hmm. All right, we're learning these things, right? Yeah. So you're not made out of all of these other things that we tend to put inside of our bodies. Yeah. He made a statement. He said, we're not synthetic, so why do we put synthetic things on the inside? Wow. Clearly, it's not going to agree. Right? Clearly is not going to agree with the functioning of the body. Right? So he starts talking to me about that. And he said two words, right? And I want you to write them down. It's two words. He said assimilation and elimination. I say them again. Assimilation and elimination. Now what he's speaking on, when you assimilate, you're putting things in you that are part of that are like you. So now when you're eating the vegetables and you're eating the things that come from the ground just like you came from. Huh? Amen, huh? I'll be quiet when he's talking about the hell stuff, boy. I'll be like, I don't know, Jesus. You're eating something that's coming from the ground where you came from. And if as long as you're assimilating, it's adding to who you are, making you healthy, making you function like you should. No, your body reacts when you put a foreign object in it. When it's something in there that ain't like it, it begins to attack. All right, that's why your chest be hurting and you be wanting to pass gas, like Pastor said, you be farting. Remember he said that? You know, it's because it's attacking something. Something going on in there that shouldn't go on because something went in there that shouldn't have went in there. Assimilation, all right? I look at the word assimilate. And assimilate is simply this, and it says, you know, the third definition was to absorb or digest a food or a nutrient, all right? That's great. And so then the first definition I went to, it says, take in information or ideas or culture and understand fully. Absorb and integrate. All right? So that means you bring it in, like you bring it into who you are. It absorbs, you absorb it in to who you are and you integrate your lifestyle to it. Amen. Then the next definition says, cause something to resemble or liken. When you're assimilating, you cause something to be like something else. You cause something to resemble something. Then he said eliminate. He said it's just simple. Just you assimilate, you put the right things in, and then you eliminate, you put the wrong things out. It's waste. He started talking about the colon, right? We were talking about the colon the other day, wasn't we? And then a lot of times we got colon problems. We got stuff caked up because there's stuff in there that wasn't supposed to be in there. All right? So now you if you eliminate the waste, you don't have to worry about being wasteful. Wasteful, full of waste. Right? Like you don't have to worry about being a garbage pail if you get the waste out.
Right.
All right, real quick. You ready? Don't dump your trash can for 6 months.
Wow.
Don't do it. I'm talking about the one in the kitchen. Yeah. Not the one in your room with the paper, like the balled up paper or the gum wrappers and all that. No, I'm talking about the one in the kitchen where you're scraping that food off. I'm talking about that one. Right? Just don't dump it. And then when that one overflows, wherever you got it at, y'all looking at it right now in your house, huh? When you just imagine, wherever you got it at, just don't ever take it out. Let it overflow. Let it fall wherever the stuff, if it's extra, just let it fall. Your can might be on this big. Let it fall on the floor. Don't take no trash out. Don't take none of it out. Just leave it all in there. And just if it overflow out the little bucket, just start scraping on the floor. Whatever you finish eating, just scrape it on the floor. Any trash you got, leave it in there. Well, it won't be long before the health people gonna come at your door. Or it won't be long before you gonna have a problem. You ain't gonna wanna be at your house. You ain't gonna wanna live there. You gonna wanna go outside. You, it's your house though, and your trash. Just don't dump it for a long time. Just keep it for just a good while. And imagine how it's gonna smell. Imagine the flow of how everything's gonna go. Because we got too much junk on the inside. So not assimilate, but then eliminate. So we have to take this trash out. We have to take the garbage out. We have to get these things out of us that shouldn't be in us. Amen. Right? These things, we got some stuff. Some of us got some stuff from years. Huh? I know you don't believe it. I'm trying to tell you. Some of us got some stuff that we ate years ago. It's still with you. So when the apostle teaches you about it, he's trying to get it out of you. Because assimilate and eliminate. If you don't eliminate, you implode. You begin to destroy yourself from the inside out. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So now assimilate and eliminate. Assimilate and eliminate. So now I take on the things that's like me. I take on the things that are made like me, what I'm made of. And I eliminate all the things that are foreign objects. I get all the things out that should not be in me that are hindering me from being my full, healthy self. Assimilate. Everybody say assimilate.
Assimilate.
Come on, say it. Assimilate.
Assimilate
and eliminate. Come on, say it again. Assimilate,
assimilate
and eliminate. Now, the crazy thing about this is you're going to be doing one of the two all the time. You're always going to be assimilating to something and eliminating something. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Turn over to, let's see where we want to go. Turn over to John chapter 14. And John, just God, Jesus started rattling stuff off in John, man, and just kind of shut everybody up and told everybody the next level of how to do things. Assimilate. Everybody say assimilate.
Assimilate.
And I'm trying to get assimilate and eliminate, but I'm definitely going to get assimilate. In chapter 14, matter of fact, assimilate and eliminate are both in chapter 14. Let me get over there. And we like verse 12, right? Go to John 14, 12, put it on the board. John 14, 12. And I'm just going to rattle off a couple of scriptures to show you who you are and what's on the inside of you. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So now here's Jesus saying, whatever I do, you're going to do it. Whatever I got, you got the power to do that. And then you're going to do greater works because I'm going to the Father. So now what I'm really telling you is you got the right to be like me. You got the right to be like me, function like me, get all the results that I got, and do everything that I did on this earth. You got a right to do it. Now look at your life for a second and see, does it look like that? If it don't look like that, then we have a problem. If it doesn't look like that, if it's not functioning like this, the works that I do, you remember all the works that he did, right? Okay, amen. Everybody loud. Amen.
Amen.
So you remember all the works that he did and all the works that he did on earth, right? Now look at your life. Is it looking like that? Don't answer me. Because if it don't, there's a malfunction in my system. There's a malfunctioning in my understanding. Because he just said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these, because I go unto my Father. I don't have time to go to all the scriptures, but it said, if the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, it'll quicken your mortal bodies. The same spirit, who's that? The spirit of God, dwells on the inside of you. What's your three parts? I am a, I have a, and I live in a. I am a, I have a, and I live in a. The true me is my spirit, man, right? That's the spirit of God on the inside of you. You have overcome, and we can read 1 John 4. The whole chapter is great because he's talking about we only love him because he first loved us. But it says in verse 4, it's our favorite. You have overcome them, little children. Why? Read it like you always read it. Come on. Read it. Ready, read.
Ready, read.
No, start off at the beginning. You are of God. That's powerful right there. Hold on. That's powerful right there. Let's stop there. You are of God.
Yes, sir.
Well, we need the rest of the scripture, because if you knew you was of God, then you know you overcome already. If you knew you were of God, you knew you were from God, you knew that your makeup, you're not from your mom and them. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Jeremiah, he said, before you was formed in the belly, I knew you, and I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nation. That means I knew you before they knew you.
Yes.
I don't care what they named you. I had already named you.
Right.
I don't care what they said you were going to be. I already wrote your book.
Yes.
He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future, to give you an expected end. This is before you get here. Talking about life planning, golly, that's some life, that's planned parenthood right there. That's life planning right there. You are of God. Forwards, you are of God. Listen to me. Look at me. You are of God. What's your last name? Say your last name. Say it loud. Say your last name. I don't care. I don't care what comes along with that or nothing. Do y'all get the point that I'm making? That's not your identity. I'm not saying don't start writing Christ on your papers and stuff. You know, Montreal Christ, Montreal Thompson Christ. Don't be deep. But you get what I'm saying. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what side of the track you grew up on. I don't care if you're black or white or whatever. Nobody cares about none of that. All I know is that you are of God. You cut from the same cloth. This is where you come from. This is what you're made of. It would be asinine for me to walk up in this church and act like I can't do some things. Me, I'm talking about me personally. It would be foolish of me. You know what I mean? It'd be foolish of me to walk up in this church and feel like there's not some place. It'd be foolish of me to go up there on the stage with my seat at up there and be like, oh, I don't know if I could sit over here today. I don't know. He might get me. I don't know if I could stand over here. No. My last name is Thompson. And the apostle of this house last name is Thompson too. I'm cut from the same cloth. I came from his loins, okay?
Yeah.
So because I came from his loins, I got to do the right things. So I got to handle my business. Because I'm cut from the same cloth, I got some clout walking up in here.
Right?
I got a right to move around and do some things in here because of the cloth that I've been cut from.
Yeah.
Ye are of God. Say it like this. Say this. Say, I am.
I am.
That's powerful right there. We can stop and breathe on that one for a minute. Say a lot. Pause. Calm. Think about it. Think about it for a second. I am. I am. We be saying I am a lot of different things. I am hungry. We be saying I am tired. I am whatever. And we just putting the I am on whatever it is. Let me tell you something about your spirit, man. Your spirit, man, is a life source. It's a power source. And it's gonna lighten up whatever it is that you decide to put inside your soul. It's going to create it. Yeah. As you think. Yeah. So what's happening is when you put that craziness in there, it'll touch that life source and start creating. See, faith is neither negative or positive. Faith is just faith. Now, faith was created by God and meant to be the right way, but because of what happened in the beginning, it got some other stuff in it into the end. Say, I am.
I am.
Breathe on it. You know what that means. Now say this, I am of God.
I am of God.
If you could get up and say that in the morning. I know all the confessions you got. Praise the Lord for all that. Plead the blood and all that. Go ahead. Keep doing that. But say this one. Get up and say, look in the mirror with your breath staying in everything. Look in the mirror. I am of God. Now, that don't do nothing for you. I don't know what is going to do something for you. To realize and stand up and say it, you may not believe it the first day, Brandon. You may not believe it on tomorrow because we got some crust we got to get out. Our colon. Our soulish colon. Our soul clogged up too. They call them wounds in there. You see how all that stuff go together?
Yeah.
See, God is concerned about your whole being.
Yes.
We got some clogs in there. We need some laxative.
Yes, sir.
So you may not believe the first day because I've been having this on my mind the whole time. And this has been stopping me. But I am, say it.
I am.
Come on, say it. I am
of God.
Do you understand what you're saying by that statement?
Glory.
You're not of nothing else but God. So that means if you're not, scripture says, he said, let us make man in our image. And I like God, Almighty God said that. Let us make man in our image and our likeness. I mean, he designed you like him. He was specific about how he was going to make you. And I want you to know where you came from. He'll say, don't forget where you came from. Huh? You ever heard somebody say that?
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget where you came from. Yeah, stop forgetting where you came from. Did you even know where you came from? I am said of God. Now you got to say it like I'm saying it. You got to say it was. You got to get deep down in the. I'm God of God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am
of God.
I ain't from nowhere else but God. So if I'm from them, if I'm from God, then nobody else has a right to give me identity but God. And we like but God, but God, but God. Everybody say it, but God. Ain't nobody else got a right to give me an identity or tell me what I am or what I can be or what I can't be or where I can go, where I can't go, but God.
Wow.
Yeah, of God, little children. Put it back up there. And have overcome them. Who is them? Them, whoever them is that ain't acting like they of God, them. You, and I've overcome them. Why? Why? Cause and effect. Because this be the cause. This be the cause. Right? So you ready? This be the cause. Why? You've overcome them. Why have I overcome them? Though you don't just overcome because you hear. No, there's a reason that you overcome. You overcome why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But I have to stop right now because opposite of greater is lesser. I don't know lesser a word, but there's going to be one tonight. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, is that the truth?
Yes, sir.
I know it's biblical truth, but for you, what's greater on the inside of you? Is he or the world? Assimilation, elimination. What's greater? Your overcoming is determined by what's greater on the inside of you. If Jesus is greater, then it's automatic overcoming. If there's something that you're not overcoming, you're too familiar with the world system on it. Come on, y'all. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say it loud. Say amen.
Amen.
Say, I'll take that for me. All right? I'll take that for me. Listen to me. Greater is he that is in. Now, just for GP, just for general principle, just for GP across the board, whether you like it or not, what's inside of you is greater than what's in the world. But why don't we have the greater works? Why are not, you got good stuff happening, praise the Lord. And praise the Lord, pat yourself on the back, but greater. Why are we not seeing consistent greater? Because maybe in me something else is going on. We still talking, you know, you're calling on, right? Maybe something else is going on. Maybe something else. See, what I said earlier is, whether you like it or not, you're assimilating to something and you're eliminating something. You need to figure out what's going on. Because sometimes we eliminate the word. Excuse my crudeness. Y'all forgive me, okay? I can't hear you. Forgive me. Okay, yeah. When you go to the restroom and you have a movement, you know what movement I'm talking about, right? When you have a movement, you don't stay there with the movement. A lot of times you're running out the room from the movement because the movement bought a atmosphere that wasn't too kind. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Right. Ass burning and stuff, right. Listen. You don't, right? Then you're trying to wipe it all off of you, and you're trying to flush and then get it away from there. Thank God for sewer system. What if your sewer system, let me get back to your health, what if your sewer system backed up at your house? And all your pipes clogged up, and nothing else was leaving. Nothing was leaving the house. Nothing left the house. Just nothing, hear me, Donovan, nothing left the house.
Lord Jesus.
Like it just all stayed there. We I'm not coming to visit. Right? But when it happens, we get it all, we're trying to get it all off of us, and we leave it behind. We forget about it. You don't remember the last time you used the bathroom. You don't be writing on record of that. Record when I. You're not trying to remember that. You're trying to get rid of that and get away from that so you can move on and live your life, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you be rushing in the bathroom because you don't want to miss nothing.
Yeah.
I know. Come on, y'all keep it 100. I know. You got friends over here so I don't miss nothing, right? You're trying to leave it behind. Is that the word for you? You left it here at church with us. I told you this one time. The word of God and the revelation knowledge and the manna from heaven be all falling in here all the time we have service. And, you know, Brother Ledoux and Troy, and we just got to come here and sweep it all up because you should be leaving it in the seats.
Lord Jesus.
All the power for everything that you need. all the anointing and the revelation for everything that you need. You should not be living with another problem. Listen to me. I can't speak for everybody else's church, but I know at this church, with the way the word comes out and the revelation knowledge comes out in this church, you should not be dealing with some of the things that you are dealing with. It is not right. I wish you would get mad.
Lord Jesus.
I wish you would turn up enough to realize that you didn't had enough. And begin to grip on the revelation knowledge. You got to sweep it up. We just leave it behind. We go a couple of days without visiting. So we eliminating the wrong thing. Now we eliminate, if we eliminating the word, then what are we assimilating? What are we becoming like? You can't be of the world and overcome the world. I'm not talking about being super sinful. That's a new one, not super sinful. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about your mindset. Are you assimilating to their system? Are you doing it like they say do it because you're so used to doing it like they say do it because they say this is the way that you're going to make it? I beg to differ. But you assimilate. So now you be just like all the rest of them. Your cousins in unbelief, you in unbelief. The only reason because faith come by. Assimilating and eliminating. Now if you assimilate to Jesus, who is the greater one on the inside of us, who the one we was made like, right? If you let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, Philippians 2:5, right? That let it come in you, like let that mind come in you, right? It's not gonna come in and take you over and jump on you and take you. I always hear when we feel somebody, when we get somebody feel the Holy Ghost, we say the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not gonna take you over.
Right?
And Jesus not gonna come in and just bombard you. He's a gentleman. He wants to come in. But you gotta let him. Everybody say let him. Come on, say it again. Say let him.
Let
come on, say I gotta let him. You say, well, I already got him on this. Well, what's going on? If you already got him on the inside, what's going on? I be talking to myself in the mirror like that on a regular. What's going on with your boy? Why you ain't got more going on today? What are we assimilating to? What are we coming to eliminate? We ain't got to go no deep definition eliminate. Eliminate just means get rid of something. Get it out of there. Are you eliminating those things inside of you that are holding you back? Those soul wounds, those problems, what mama them told you, what daddy them told you that didn't agree with what Jesus told you. You know, if somebody's ever told you ain't gonna never be nothing, you gotta get that out your soul. If somebody ever told you that's enough, you don't need no more than that, you gotta get that out your soul. If somebody keeps talking to you about what mama had, so now because mama had it, you got it. It ain't no hereditary. We got new blood. We got new blood. It's called the blood of Jesus. We didn't have a transfusion. So now I got another line. I got another line. I got another line. I got another bloodline. I got another family line. I got another family tree. I got another generation. I got another plan. So because I got another plan, it doesn't matter what happened before me. Today is a new day. So I can't allow this old conversation to live in my new life. I can't allow these old ways, you know, good and bad water can't come out the same fountain, right? You think they're just talking about cussing? No, they're talking about revelation and non-revelation. Come on, James, stand up, right, just stand up and face them, all right? Now, this is what I want you to do. You ready? I want you to run to your left and right at the same time. Go. Come on. Put the pin down. Come stand over here. We're just gonna try it. Stand right here. I want you to, this is what I want you to do. I'm gonna explain to you real slow and simple. You ready? Yes, sir. All right, yeah, I'm talking about. I want you to go forward and go backwards at the same time. I don't want you to take turns. I want you to go at the same time. You ready? Go. You. You're not making progress? You. Huh? No move, Jameson. You. You're not going where you believe you should go? You. I take a cue from my apostle. I love him so much. Y'all make some noise for apostle real quick. I take a cue from the man. He said, "Son," he said, "we're not gonna talk about that other fella. We're gonna stop blaming him for all our issues. We got so much faith in him. Lord, we got faith in him. Lord, we rebuke. He get all our prayers. We rebuking him, and he ain't got nothing but lies. He don't have real stuff. So we're not gonna talk about you. Everybody say me. Come on, say me." Use your hands, point at yourself so we know you're not lying to yourself and we're not talking about nothing else. Me, right here, you right there, me, right? Go forward and go back at the same time. Can't do it, huh? Go left, right, same time. Can't do it. Thank you. You can sit down. You can sit down. You can't do it. This you. You can't go both ways.
That's right. That's true.
That's why Jesus, God said something. He said, either you're hot or cold, right? But then he makes it explicit about what he's saying. He said, I spit out the lukewarm. He didn't even say he spit out the cold. He said, if you're over there, at least I know you're over there. At least I know what to do with you. At least I know that I need to either pull you over or pull you further, right? At least I know what to do. But see, you lukewarm ones, I don't really know what's going on. You lukewarm ones, I spit you out because you're aggravating me because you keep lying to me. You keep giving me mixed signals. You ever had somebody give you mixed signals before? Like, but then like, and then, yeah, but then like, no. And then, well, maybe. Like, it's mixed signals, man. It's aggravating, right? Where you at? Hot, cold. Could you get up and say you was hot all day today? Today I was on, you know, we like to be on fire for Jesus, right? I was on fire for Jesus. Was you on fire with Jesus? Right? This is something to think about, right? Don't be condemned always, but just think about it. Where are we at? The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. That's the true you. The greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's the true you. You are of God. That's you. So in order to assimilate, everybody say assimilate again. Assimilate. In order to assimilate, remember assimilate means to take on the idea, take on the understanding, to absorb, to become like, to resemble, right? In order to assimilate, I've got to put on the inside what I'm made of. Health-wise, you eat the things that come from the ground because you are from the ground, right? So now, for my soul and the lover of my soul, Jesus, the lover of my soul, what you thought he was talking about? The one that made me, what do I need? If I'm made of something and I gotta assimilate and I gotta put inside of me what I'm made of, then what do I need to be putting inside of me? Any foreign object gets attacked. So it's a constant flow of putting in what should be in and eliminating what shouldn't be in. Now, you say eliminating. Well, I know sometimes we take in some things that we shouldn't take in.
Right.
You know, you can go into a store and hear a song that you shouldn't hear. Right? Just in that shop, and it'll get in your head before you think it. Please believe me, you'll be singing it. You can hate it. I got a recent song right now. I couldn't stand it when I first heard it. I knew it was some foolishness, but I know it. And I ain't got it on my phone. It was catchy, so. Right? Or you can pick up a show and then you cutting up. I remember watching a show one time, a reality show, and it was a show and the dude started fighting on there and got mad. And I watched the show so much, and I got so caught up in the show that I got mad and I started calling the dudes names. I took sides. And I took sides as a group, and it was making a band and all that, right? And I'm watching, and three of them was over here, and two of them was over here, and one of them, I said, man, you're a punk for that. I'm sitting on the edge of my bed. I'm not there. I'm not in the studio. I'm on the edge of my bed, and I'm sweating.
All into.
I was over there. I was mad. If I saw him in the streets, we were going to talk about it. Now, why you be acting like that? And, you know, now, it's not real.
Right.
Reality TV is the most unreal thing there is, right? But it caught me. It caught me, because I caught the show. It caught me, and I started assimilating. Right? And I started becoming like it. So now I'm angry. And I don't even have a reason to be angry. I don't even know these people. People don't know me. I ain't getting no checks from the show for watching. When's the last time somebody sent you a check for watching? Some people swear about stuff that I don't even understand why you swear about it. I swear you work there. I swear you work for them. No, they didn't brainwash you. They done made you think something about them that they want you, so now you assimilate. Y'all probably thinking of that thing in your head right now that you've assimilated. You don't even know whether it's there or not. You don't even know if that's their real name. You assimilate. Now, truth is, if you're not assimilating to Jesus, you're assimilating to something. Your function, your soul, you can't turn your soul off. When last time you did it? You can't do it. I'm turning it off right now. Even when you're sleeping, you're taking something in. Stop going to sleep with the TV on all the time. I went to sleep last night, and I don't know how I hit my phone, and something came on YouTube or something, and I was thinking about drug deals and stuff, and I'm like, what's going on? Why am I dreaming about that? I knew the TV, I was on Animal Planet, so I know I wasn't. Just something going in my head, and then it got in my system, and I woke up scared, thinking somebody about to shoot at me. It's craziness. It's literal foolishness. What are you assimilating to? What's going on? What you putting in? What you eat the most? The hell say you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What you eat? As I think, therefore I. You are what you eat. What's going on? What are you assimilating to? Now, if you're not looking for Jesus more, then you won't be like Jesus more. You should be looking for him nonstop. There was an unending search for Jesus. Like and he ain't hiding from you neither. There's an unending digging in Jesus. You can't exhaust that search. You can't exhaust that looking for his ways. Hebrews 12 and 2 says what? Looking unto Jesus. Come on, say it. Say, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the writer and he wrapped the gavel on it. He's the one that starts it and finishes all your faith. He's the one that starts it and finishes it. He's the author and finisher of your faith. So keep looking at him. I want to help you for a quick second. Can I help you for a quick second? Can I help you for a quick second? Listen, if you would focus and make yourself keep your eyes on Jesus, you'll never sink. Remember Peter? When did Peter start sinking? Huh? When he took his eyes off Jesus, started looking at the wind and everything around him and everything that was going, wherever it was going, when he took his eyes off Jesus, immediately it says he began to sink. Immediately he began to go under. Immediately he was no longer walking in the miracle. He was going under and became normal. But if I can keep my eyes. See, everything was a shadow. Remember, Elisha told Elijah, if you see me when I go, you get a. Well, Jesus is saying, if you keep your eyes on me, you got my portion. Wherever you're losing at, your eyes ain't on Jesus. Wherever you're going under at, your eyes ain't on Jesus. Whatever's not going like it should go, your eyes are not on the prize. You're looking at something else. You're focusing on something else. Something else is drawing you in another direction. No, Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Jesus. Come on, everybody say Jesus. Jesus. Use your hand. Come on, keep on like focus on like Jesus. Right there. I'm looking at Jesus. I don't care what's going on around me, who says what or what's going on. I don't care if it's not working out the way that I planned it. It wasn't your plan in the beginning anyway. Jesus. And as long as I can keep my eyes on Jesus, I will stay walking on the water. I will always be in a miraculous position. I will always be in position. Listen, you're going to sleep and waking up with the Spirit of Jesus on the inside of you. I don't even know if you know what's going on. When you woke up, it was there. I will always be able to walk in a position to where the next step is primed for something supernatural. All I got to do, hitting that, looking. I put the blinders on and I'm looking. And as long as I see him, I'm on top of it. Even if you feel like you're going under. Even if you feel like you're going under. You might have a place where you feel like you're going under now. Or don't feel like it's working out. Even in that spot, listen, get yourself together, wipe your eyes, and lock on to Jesus, wherever he at. Come on, y'all, come on. You got just lock on, wherever he at. Look, if you're still above the water and you ain't dead yet, and you still got breath in your lungs and your eyes still opening, Lock on to Jesus. And it doesn't matter how long you've been down there, he's going to pull you up and put you on top of the water. Look at him. Amen.